We're now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 boys basketball Panthers, Steve Wells. Pretty good week for Grundy. They started it last week, three straight home games with a loss to Meadville. Week ago tonight, came back with a two-point win over Gilman City on Tuesday, victory over Hale on Thursday. And as I check the old bracket here, I know there's snow in the forecast tomorrow, so we'll wait and see on the weather and see what it does. But as of the time of the recording, Grundy R5 boys, they are scheduled to play North Harrison at North Harrison tomorrow night at 8:30. Coach Wells, two-game winning streak. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. The kids played well. They certainly deserve it.
I had thoughts, and I was just kind of going off the top of my head when I was writing the story on Wednesday of your Gilman City win. I thought it was your best win of the season. Was it?
I think it was. It's one of them situations where we just talked about, we shifted our emphasis a little bit. Before, in all my years of coaching, all the years, I had always used the philosophy of, you know, you play hard and winning and losing take care of itself. Well, we decided that we were going to switch gears and we were going to talk about winning more than anything else. And I could see right away in the kids' eyes and everything, they started to come alive. There's a little bit of danger in doing that because if you talk about winning too much and it doesn't happen, and I can be, you know, problematic right there. But, you know, we stepped up and played well against Gilman City, and then we came back on Thursday night and played even better against Hale.
Absolutely. Three-point victory against Hale and two-point victory against Gilman City. Not only are they wins, Coach, but the boys had to make clutch plays in the fourth quarter to get the victories. That's almost just as important as anything, isn't it?
Yeah, it really did. In the Gilman City, Gilman City game, we went into the fourth quarter with a 19-point lead. And we were just, we hadn't been in any real close games and everything, and the kids were trying to figure it out. And they, I tried and tried and tried, and they tried. And we finally, in the last 26 seconds, we played some very good basketball in the last 20. We played for three quarters, and then the last 26 seconds, we played some outstanding basketball. And I think that win right there on Thursday night when we played Hale, they were much more confident in the fourth quarter. And that really propelled us to that win over Hale, I think.
Against Hale, you had a nice balanced scoring night, but Caden Gann led you with 14. We talked about a lot of the guys on your team this year, Coach. Not a whole lot about Caden. When he's on, what does he add to your team?
Well, Caden's a nice player for us. He's a freshman, and there are some nights that he plays like a freshman, but for the most part, he hasn't had many of those nights, with just a few this year. He really brings some scoring to the table. He handles the ball pretty well for us. And his defense is getting better as we could see Thursday night with the Hale game.
It's an interesting week because you had three home games in four nights, as we talked about on the show last week. And you knew that Meadville would be a challenger, state-ranked. Everybody knows what Meadville has. They got you by 23. Were there things on a positive frame from playing a team of that caliber that you took in the rest of the week, Coach?
I think we played Meadville very good. Meadville's just an outstanding ball club. Mm-hmm. And I don't see we made some mistakes. Don't get me wrong, but Meadville helped force a lot of those mistakes too. And I think I think that we played well. I think that we could have done some things better, probably. But I'm overall very pleased with that Meadville game.
So you get ready now for this late night game. It's going to be a long late night for the Galt boys. They got to go up to Eagleville, which is not a short drive, but they'll play out to 8:30. And if the boys have a long memory, Coach, I'm looking at your schedule. I remember talking about this game with you. That loss you had at North Harrison on the 1st of December, that was a long time ago, but that was a tough one for the Panthers.
Yeah, it really was. And I know from what I've heard from some of the kids saying stuff like that, they're looking forward to playing North Harrison again. So we're going to prepare for them tonight in practice. We got a few things that we want to go over and how they played against us the first time, see if we can take a few things away from them defensively and try to prepare.
How much different of a team do you have now 2 weeks after or 2 months after you played them the first time, Coach?
Well, we're much better. I mean, at that time we're so early in the year that our freshmen hadn't really got their feet wet yet, and they're playing much better basketball now as the season goes along. Plus, at the beginning of the year, we were still trying to find our roles. We were trying to find our identity as a team. And, as the season plays itself out, as a coach, you take a look at what your strengths and what your weaknesses are and what you need to do to win and to play your best basketball, and you adjust from that.
All three of those teams last week, and this is usually the case if you see some pretty good Class 1 basketball teams, but I've seen Meadville through the years. They always have guys who can shoot the rock. Gilman City, I know, has three-point shooters. Hale generally has been kind of a smaller basketball team rather than having a bunch of big guys. To me, unless it was different, and you can let me know, Coach, you guys really got tested with perimeter shooting last week, didn't you?
We sure did. Meadville shot the ball very well. Gilman got on a roll in the fourth quarter, shooting the ball very well. Hale didn't shoot the ball real well from the three-point line until the very end of the game, when we were scoring, they were scoring. It was just going back and forth, you know, keeping that, you know, anywhere between a three-point lead and a seven-point lead. And they, you know, we jump up by seven, then all of a sudden one of their guys, man, one young man just was nearly at the half court line, just had a set shot, you know, and just knocked it down. And I'm going, wow. And, you know, but we played well and we got the win.
How much did not only having three games, getting to play on your home floor, having success on your home floor, how much does that just improve the confidence and just the mood of the basketball team going into this week, Coach?
Well, I think any time that you get a chance to play home games in front of your own crowd and you know your gym real well, it's just more comfortable for you. And I think that any time that you get good wins like we did last week, I don't think you can do anything but help your ball club in the long run.
Yeah. I know you don't have quite the same seed as Coach Fordyce does on the girls' side with having a number two seed for the Lady Panthers, but as a number six seed, especially having a game that you're going to have to play well, but you know, I think you showed in December that you're capable of beating North Harrison at North Harrison. Just didn't happen. You got to have a fairly high level of confidence that as a six seed, you can go and make some noise this week.
Well, the only problem is the number six seed is you've got to beat the number three seed, then the number two seed, and more than likely the number one seed to win the tournament. So it's pretty difficult to win a tournament from the number six seed. It really is. But if we play well in our first game against North Harrison, we'll just take one game at a time and see where we come, you know, see how it goes from there. But we can't overlook anybody. We have to play well against North Harrison to get them. And then from there, we'll go from there and see who our next opponent will be.
The talk coming into the season was that Winston and then Mercer were still the teams beat in the conference, but they had lost enough in the way of graduation and the other teams were bringing back enough that maybe that that separation between those two schools and everybody else from last year had shrunk a little bit. Have you seen that a little bit, Coach? Is it a more competitive conference this year?
Well, I think it is. I still think that, by the scores and the records and how everything's played itself out, Winston and Mercer have shown that they, you know, according to their wins and stuff, that they're where they're, you know, supposed to be probably. But once you get past those two, then it's a whole lot of just throwing you in there, and whoever plays well has a chance to win on a nightly basis a lot. But I'm also going to say that, yeah, I think that a lot of times we could rise up and we could challenge a Mercer and we could play Winston a whole lot better than what we have in the past if we can just get over a few hurdles.
Yeah, that's really, we've had this discussion throughout the years, Steve, that it's, you know that you can play with somebody as a coach, but trying to get that knowledge and that level of self-confidence to the players. And that's good coaching when you can get that level of, we're not going to worry about the uniform on the other side, we're just going to come out and play our brand of ball and go after them as hard as we can.
Yeah, it really takes, I think, in a lot of respects, and there's many different ways to do this and many different ways it happens, but a lot of times it takes a special player or a special group of players that say, you know, we're just not going to let this happen anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we're competitive, we can compete, and we're going to go out and we're going to show it. And sometimes it's one person leading the rest of the way. Sometimes it's the whole group. And that's the key, is you don't worry about what the other uniform says on it. You just go out there and you play hard and you play to win. But you have to make adjustments and everything like that too at the same time. It's just not that simple. But if you do that, you give yourself a much better chance of winning.
I'm starting to see some rumblings of some of the districts being filled up as far as seeds and matchups and things like that. Districts start 2 weeks from today. I just checked District 11 where you're going to be, and I don't see anything yet, so I'd assume that that meeting is later this week?
We're supposed to be seeding that on Friday.
Okay. And where are you going for districts, Coach?
We go to Wayne County.
Not too far away.
No, not too awful far away at all. Pretty happy about that.
Who's the number one seed? Is it going to be Meadville, or are they going elsewhere?
Well, Meadville doesn't come to our district.
Okay.
It's Green. I think Green City's probably going to be the number one seed in our district. Nothing's could change. That's just my feeling right now, and mm-hmm. I haven't seen everybody's record. But I know Green City is an outstanding ball club. Linn County's an outstanding ball club. Novinger's got a good ball club, too. You know, I think we probably fit in right there at that number four slot.
I agree with
right
you.
Right in the mix.
Yeah, and I would say, too, just by going over those teams, it sounds like it's going to be one of those districts that there might be four or five teams that, if they come out play well, might have a realistic shot of winning that thing. It sounds like it's going to be a wide-open district.
Yeah, I think it could be pretty wide open. I think a real key to this is if some of the schools and some of the teams don't get started overlooking people, because at this time of the year, it's a one-and-done type situation, and if you make a mistake and you overlook somebody, you may be putting your uniforms up early.
Well, we'll say this about Grundy R5. They're going to be making that trip from Galtz to Eagleville, and they're going to be playing some late-night basketball. 8:30 tomorrow night, that one's set. The consolation game, if they go that way, would be 8:30 Wednesday. The semifinals, if they go that way, would be 8:30 Thursday, probably against Mercer. Mercer is the number two seed, as Coach mentioned there, on the bottom half of the bracket. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck with the trip tomorrow up to Eagleville against the Shamrocks.
Thank you, Brunch, Tom.